Hello, listeners. Welcome back to our Anonymous Mystery Podcast. If you'll recall, in the last episode, we discussed the investigation.
Or lack thereof.
Yes, or lack thereof. And in this one, we promised to get into how the disappearance was covered by the media and how that may have affected possible recovery efforts. Clearly, these events took place in January of 1999, and the media landscape and how information was disseminated has changed dramatically since then. Hell, the fact that we're speaking to you now is an example of that shift.
Yes, how we communicate has changed, but the importance of the messaging hasn't.
No one disagrees with that. I don't disagree. I'm just trying to set the stage because we can't look at how things went down back then through the lens of today. Remember, not everyone listening was alive back then, so just fucking chill for a second.
Yeah, sure, I guess I'll just go fuck myself over here or whatever.
Yeah, just give me a minute. Anyway, let's go back to the first press conference. The lead investigator frames this missing 13-year-old girl as a danger to the community. Instead of pushing back or questioning why someone so young was considered a perpetrator, the local outlets picked it up and amplified that narrative. And at the time, most people got their information from newspapers and television. So if that's what was being presented, that is what was being consumed. Okay, you go.
Thank you. So I think we can all agree that how Devin was presented in the first press conference caused irrevocable damage to the investigation. And yes, that lands on the shoulders of law enforcement. But how the media amplified this misinformation, instead of retracting it, kept these inaccuracies about Devin circling within the community. Okay, imagine you hear about this dangerous girl who disappeared from Pennhurst. Are you going to volunteer to find her? Are you going to throw all your efforts into searching the local area? Putting up posters? Are you going to do anything? Probably not. Because the people who you trust to give you the most up-to-date information have never said they were wrong. So in your eyes, she's still a danger.
Exactly. When we look back at some of the coverage, we see that narrative subtly weaved into the story. They throw out things like prone to outburst instead of abused, scared young girl.
Yes. There were even outlets saying maybe she ran away. Maybe she got lost. Like, this girl disappeared. Even the investigators say she disappeared. Why are you putting in people's heads that she did this to herself?
Even when the coverage went national, it wasn't with the seriousness or urgency stories like this usually get.
No, the messaging was what Devin must have done. The blame wasn't on the hospital, her parents, or the police. It was placed on the shoulders of a 13-year-old girl. Before we started filming, I didn't want to say it had an adverse effect. But the way the media covered this, absolutely did.
It hurt how people saw her. It hurt the support from the community. It hurt the chances of locating her. She was less likely to be found because of how the media portrayed her. Remember, she was a minor. Regardless of her situation, she was a minor. And the news media kept skewing it like it was kind of her fault. Now, fast forward 25 years and victim blaming is not okay. We do not accept it. Now, I don't want to give a pass for it being the 90s, but they didn't take victims as seriously then.
Regardless of the abuse they were put under.
Correct.
So I'm going to try and look at this through the lens of 1999. And if I have to say who failed Devin the most, apart from her parents, it's the media. It was the coverage. It was how the police spoke about her. It was never correcting their original narrative.
And because of that, her mental state was always front and center.
To them, she wasn't a missing girl. She was a mentally ill missing girl. That angle skewed the entire case.
And you could say that this case was damned from the start because of it. Once the media got involved, Devin never had a shot. Ugh, this was an intense one. I can see you're still all up in arms from the social media guy. As a media outlet ourselves, I can promise we will never try and distort the information we receive. We will never try and sway your opinions. And we will own up to any missteps we make. You are a part of our community, and we want to earn your trust. It's the only way we have a chance of getting to the truth of what happened to Devin. Because the person to get us there might be you.